News Talk Breakfast. In association with AIR. Seamless connections with Ireland's number one broadband provider.
When you see how much we love the sun, when you see how much the good weather has put us all in a good mood and how much we've enjoyed this weekend, I suppose that is the driver of international travel in the summer. And it kind of got us thinking, like, would you go? Would you travel? Would you head off on a plane somewhere this summer?
If I was free now for the next couple of weeks, I don't think I would. I've thought a lot about it, actually. And the best of luck to people who are going and stay safe, but enjoy your holiday, obviously. But I don't think I would. I don't think all the trouble, and I know the airlines and the airport are going to tell us that, you know, there's not that much additional trouble, but I just don't think I'd be bothered with all the restrictions you'd have to think about and all the extra things. The safety would be at the back of my mind. I don't think it would stop me going, although I would be cautious. But also, just things are still changing so rapidly, even the countries that you might be going to, that I just feel you'd always be kind of one eye over your shoulder all the time, and I wouldn't be completely relaxed. So I wouldn't go yet, no.
I would. I would.
There's a surprise.
There is a surprise. I am double vaccinated. I believe in the vaccines. I believe.
So do I now, to be fair.
Yeah, I believe in getting back to life. And if I'm as safe as I can be, well, then that's kind of good enough for me. And I take your point about the additional hassle. To be honest, I always find the airport a bit of a hassle, as in, you know, that's stressy.
That's only since I left.
That's the stressy bit of travelling. But I would. And you never know, maybe over the rest of the summer I may. We shall see. Obviously, the caveat there is I will not be breaking any kind of a restriction if I do. I will only do what I'm allowed to do, but we shall see. But it does get us asking people out there, would you travel overseas this summer? Would you, you know, the good weather, you see how much we love it. It's all very well and good. If that sunshine tap is turned off for us, will we all start looking at flights and all that kind of stuff? Let us know, would you be happy to travel overseas this summer? You can text us at 53106 at a cost of 30 cents, or indeed you can tweet us at NT Breakfast. We'd love to know what people are thinking of doing. The good weather might make us all want to stay home, of course, which is another thing. But for more on all of this, we're joined now by Peter O'Neill, who is Aer Lingus Chief's Operating Officer. Good morning, Peter. What can people expect? Vincent said he might be put off travel by the hassle and the changed face of the airport. What can people expect if they are travelling this week?
Good morning, Ciara. Delighted to be on the show this morning. I think in terms of people's expectations, it will be slightly different to what people have seen before. The airport will have all of those measures that we've become accustomed to everywhere we go. So hand hygiene stations, protective screens, and obviously only people who are travelling are allowed to actually enter the airport. And then as you get on board the aircraft, again, crew will be masked, everybody's masked from end to end in the journey. So all of those different safety protocols to address the fears that Vincent has outlined there are in place. But, you know, just to start really for today, I think it is a very exciting day, the first step, hopefully, on a road to recovery, and very important for everyone in the airline. There is certainly a buzz around the airport this morning as we see a little bit more activity, and no doubt the removal of Garda checkpoints is a positive one as well.
I have great sympathy actually for the aviation industry. I know that you've been crippled over the last year by restrictions and by guidelines and by all of that. And so for people who do want to get back in the air and travel overseas, for things like, I know there is PCR testing and antigen testing available in the airport. For example, antigen testing, that they will have it back relatively quickly and then can get on a plane after it. How long in advance do people need to hit the airport, Peter? If I'm getting a flight at 12, what time do I have to go to the airport at now?
So what we're recommending is at least 2 hours before your flight time for European flights and 3 hours for transatlantic. And that should give more than enough time to get through the airport. We're also really encouraging people to do as much of the activity before they come to the airport. So check in online, use the automated bag drop facilities. Again, minimize the queuing that you may have to do, bearing in mind that the queues may look longer than they actually are because social distancing is in place as well.
Okay.
But so far this morning, things have been running very smoothly. The airport is actually looking very quiet, which Vincent will remember back to Terminal 2 days where we both worked together. We always said a quiet day was a good day. So things are running very smoothly this morning.
Okay, so 2 hours European, 3 hours. That's much as it was before COVID. I presume it's because of reduced numbers. Can I ask you lastly, Peter, before I let you go, the Irish Times is carrying a story this morning. Aer Lingus passengers could be hit by a €35 charge for carry-on baggage. What's happening in terms of additional charges for baggage? I had heard that everyone's baggage was being put into the hold at the moment.
Okay, so what has happened in June, we introduced a new baggage policy on our short-haul flights, and really this is aimed at easing congestion and speed of getting on board flights and deplaning afterwards. It obviously is beneficial in the COVID era as well, in that it just leads to less congestion and less baggage on board. But, you know, the charge is very much avoidable, and hopefully what we would expect to see in a couple of months, we don't want to be picking up that charge of €35. What we actually want people to do, if they want to bring a bag on board and they feel the need for it, to purchase a fare that includes that, which a large number of the fares do, and our various tiers in the Air Club scheme also benefit from that. But also you can purchase it online at £5.99 for each sector. But again, if you're happy to check in the bag, we do have a free 10-kilo bag allowance that you can check in at the airport.
So you can check in a bag for free for 10 kilos, or you can pay £5.99 to have your bag on board. And it's only if you don't do either of those things that you might get hit with the €35. Is that correct?
Exactly, that is correct.
Okay. Look, thank you very much for speaking to us this morning, Peter. The very best of luck with it. I really do hope it goes well for everybody. That is Peter O'Neill there, Aer Lingus's Chief Operating Officer.
We're also joined by Enda Corneill, Country Manager for Emirates. Good morning, Enda.
Good morning, Vincent. Obviously
a big day at the airport, specifically because of the digital travel cert within the EU. Now, Emirates don't fly within the EU, but are you expecting a rise in traffic yourselves from today onwards?
Yeah, I mean, ever since the government announced today, we've seen an uptick in demand. We've increased our frequency from 3 flights a week to 5. I mean, today is a really important day because I suppose the combination of the lifting of restrictions and the distribution of the cert will help to remove that stigma around international travel. And we're really expecting consumer confidence to steadily build as more and more people travel, and crucially, that they tell their friends and family about it, because I think word of mouth will really play such an important role. I mean, the digital cert doesn't specifically help Emirates, but if it just helps people fly, there'll be a knock-on effect. But I think a lot more work has to be done, that some kind of a digital cert is adopted by all countries globally, and really that we can build bridges between the EU and the rest of the world, so that as COVID is with us, will be with us for a long term, that, you know, we're able to handle travel internationally, globally.
I saw you reported over the weekend that you've quite a lot of inbound traffic at the moment, including Irish people coming back from working in the Middle East.
Yeah, we've actually had full flights, and we operate, you know, 360 seater aircraft on the Dubai Dublin route. We've been full for the last couple of weeks inbound, and these are mainly Irish expats in Dubai, vaccinated. Teachers, and as the school term ends, traditionally they travel home to get out of the heat for the summer, and they've been coming home in their droves. And I suppose the exemption for hotel quarantine, the fact that UAE is now off the red list, they're vaccinated with EMA approved vaccines, they're able to come home. So I mean, and they will be going back out then in August. So we've been very busy, and I think from today we're expecting demand to increase out of Ireland. With markets like the Mauritius opening, Maldives, Phuket, Bangkok, obviously Dubai as well, that there'll be so much choice now for the Irish consumer, and they won't be restricted in their movements.
Finally, and as you say, I think 80% of your traffic in normal times would fly onwards from Dubai to places like Australia, South Africa. Australia obviously closed at the moment, but for people who are transiting through Dubai, what can they expect at the airport there?
Well, a huge amount of work has been done in Dubai to ensure people are safe. When you're travelling with Emirates in any direction, you have to have a PCR test taken within 72 hours of your flight. And as you go through, there are precautions and measures in place at every touch point. It's essentially a contactless experience going through Dubai now, transferring to your onward flight, either back to Dublin or onwards to, you know, Phuket or Mauritius or the Maldives. So it's very safe. It's been working very well for us. And we're operating now probably 90% of our pre-COVID network, about 50% of our capacity. We don't expect to get to 100% until next year. Okay. But certainly with today's announcement, we'd be very hopeful to increase our frequency on Dublin and be able to handle, you know, the demands that's going to come towards us.
OK, Enda Corneill, Country Manager for Emirates. I hope all goes well for you, and thanks for joining us this morning.